All right, we are live and we are back. I got like a little kind of sporty. So I want to start this off by saying, in between stimulus and response lies a sacred space where we can discover our inner source. We can discover I am-ness, the purity of our consciousness, that even which is before consciousness. Even when we manage to control our impulses, lingering feelings such as repressed anger may still persist. It's essential to confront these emotions by questioning their origin. Who is feeling this? Who is feeling this? Who is thinking this? Is it myself? S-W-E-L-F, lowercase, or is it myself, my divine self? Who's thinking this? Who's feeling this? Is it my greater, higher self, or is it the egoic illusion? Is it the character avatar? The distinction between passivity and non-reaction is often blurred and can be considered semantic debate, a semantic debate of the ego. Right, a story of the ego, a conversation between the ego and itself. What truly matters is our ability to bring presence, to bring awareness into our responses. We may later realize that our own unresolved pains may have unconsciously contributed to the situation that triggered us. So James, what are we saying? I did a live with a friend of mine yesterday on LinkedIn, and I talked about how in the early stages of my ascension journey, I could not turn off the switch, or it felt as if I couldn't turn off the switch. Meditation, breath work, affirmations, they seemed to provide some relief, but not enough relief to get me over the hump. And that is because once enough rope has been given to the ego, once enough room has been given to the ego, it wants to take everything, right? And so reactions for the lack thereof vary based on circumstances, based on how deep we are in. And it's based on the mental state of the ego itself. However, the key is to observe, circle back, observe, circle back, be aware, circle back, observe, circle back, witness, circle back, observe, without attachment, recognizing the egoic story as a part of the transient content that has arisen within awareness. In other words, as the divine self, as consciousness, as soul, you are untouched by what is going on in the mind. You are untouched by the stories. The stories are arising. The stories are taking place. The stories are appearing. It is our identification. It is our belief. It is our attachment to the story where we make it who we are, that now the two become one. The divine self becomes one with the egoic story, and that is what gets outpictured. That is what gets exacerbated. So whether reactive or passive, the egoic state or these states are of little concern to the true self until the true self begins to identify itself as that, right? Which remains And so it's always best that he remain a impartial, silent observer to the story and not become immersed in the story. And so I want to pause here and just say, I am James, the Ascension Coach. I help people connect with higher states of consciousness, align with their higher self, and discover their soul's purpose so that they can live a life of fulfillment, joy, love, and bliss. And this is the Journey to Ascension podcast, where basically I chronicle my ascension journey from the very early stages to where I have evolved into at this time. If you want to work with me, the contact information, DM me if the contact information isn't in the description below. Always feel, if this resonates with you, always feel free to like, comment, and follow and or subscribe. So the less we perceive, such as James, or the less I perceive myself to be a mind-body construct, or the more I identify with James with just being an idea, just being a concept, meaning, hey, one of my favorite people on the whole planet, the whole seemingly planet, right, is, hello, beautiful soul. I laugh every time I think about some of your TikToks. They absolutely crack me up, especially when you introduce the family, but that's a whole different situation. I don't want to get lost in that. But one of my beloved sisters in soul, friends in soul, beautiful souls, Danny has popped on, so I'm grateful for that. So what I'm saying is that the more that, or the less that we identify with this concept, with this idea called the self, called the personality, and the more we identify with soul, with awareness. Yes, and I have to catch you live. I'm not sure if you've gone live since the first one, but somehow, some way, I have to catch you live. You know how I feel about you. I've never been shy about that. You absolutely light up the screen with your personality, with your humor, with your spiritual insight. So it's always a joy just to watch you and just to be around your energy, just to be connected with your energy. I definitely consider you one of the most beautiful reflections of the self, of the divine self. So yeah, I gotta catch you. I gotta catch you as well. No. You, again, you know how I feel about you. So anytime you hop in, that's reason to pause. But yeah, and so this is just to continue this. What a beautiful distraction though, right? Just to continue this, the true self, again, is unaffected by the character it observes. So what you think you have done, what you think you have said, the mistakes you believe you've made, the errors that you wish that you could do over, the divine self is unaffected by that. The true self is unaffected by that. It's just the observer. It's just the witness of the projection of a conscious state. So consciousness has assumed a state called mistake, called failure, called didn't measure up in this instant, but the outpicturing or the visual printout isn't the true self. It isn't real. It's just a dream that gets projected out onto the screen of time and space. And so again, it's us getting lost in what I don't have, what others are saying about me, what I've done, what I haven't done. It's getting lost in the egoic story, because the only one who tells the story is the ego. And the moment we become more than just the observer, or the moment we become more than just the witness, and now, again, identify with the story, that is when we lose ourselves. That is the prodigal son having lost its way and needing desperately to return back home. And home is soul. Home is conscious awareness. Home is your divine self. And so this is going to be quick, but I wanted to talk about the four positions of power that calls you to evolve and grow and ascend. More importantly, ascend to higher states of consciousness. And I'm not saying that this is easy. Any of these four things I'm about to share are definitely not easy things to enter into. But again, it's the circling back. It's the circling back. It's the circling back. And I would be remiss to say that I grabbed these from Eckhart Tolle. And they were some years ago, but I've always just been a part of them. It's at the point now, I'm not sure what stuff is his and what stuff is mine, but this was a part of my journaling experience when I began my ascension journey. So let's talk about the four power positions of true freedom and enlightenment. And let's start with the first one, which is non-attachment. Non-attachment. Non-attachment is the recognition that all things, whether it's thoughts, emotions, people, experience, it's the awareness that they're transient. Actually, we're the ones that keep the story going. The ego introduces it, but we are the one that keep the story going. As a matter of fact, I would dare to say that many times, if we have entered into a story of offense, where we believe someone has offended us, et cetera, we will, or our egoic mind will take us to many other instances where we feel this person did something similar or where this person did something wrong and here they are doing it again. And why don't they just stop? And I keep telling them. And now the story just spirals out of control. But non-attachment is the awareness that the story is transient. The experience is transient. The dream experience is transient. It's this understanding that allows us to appreciate moments or to respond in a moment without clinging to that moment, without locking that moment in place. And so I can have a moment where with my daughter where I am absolutely present with any one of the two of my daughters, where I am absolutely present, where I am taking in all the joy, all the happiness, all the experience of this moment, but allowing that moment to come, but also allowing that moment to pass, right? Being ready and being present and being available for the next moment. The same way with, again, things you feel like someone has done to you or ways you feel like you haven't added up, that experience where maybe the client doesn't opt in, or where no one signs up for your coaching program, or where you feel like, man, I dropped the ball on that. Having that moment, but then also allowing that moment to pass, not dwelling on it, not ruminating over it, not getting immersed in it, allowing it to come, allowing your response to be whatever it is in that moment, but then allowing it to pass, right? So it's by realizing that the feelings these experiences evoke come from within. We understand that nothing is external. Nothing external is truly lost. Everything represents a facet of ourselves, and all that the 3D reality is giving us is feedback. It's either a projection of our divine self as love, or it's pointing us in the direction of love. It's saying, hey, you are identified with the ego. You are identified with separate self. You are identified with the personality self. This has arisen because of that disconnect. And it points us back in the direction of soul. And so every moment is a gift. Every moment is a gift. Every moment is a gift. Every person is a gift, no matter how they show up, because they are either reflecting back to you love or pointing you back into the direction of love. And so it's all a gift, right? So I could go more into that, but I'll just say the essence of non-attachment is to let things come and go without becoming emotionally or mentally bound to them. Not saying that we're not enjoying them, not saying that we don't go, you know what, I need to do this better next time, but we don't become lost in it. We don't become bound to it. It doesn't become our master, our slave driver, that now I gotta do XYZ to overcome this. No, this happened. I responded the way I responded. Life is afresh. It's a new moment. You are even a different person in the next moment than you were in the moment where that experience happened. Good or bad, whether you label it as good or bad, I should say. So the next power position that I want to talk about is non-resistance. Non-resistance involves accepting the present moment as it is, without wishing it to be anything other than it is. One of my favorite spiritual teachers, Byron Katie. She does something called the work. At the end of what she calls the work, she asks the person, once she's worked through it with them, and you can look her up on YouTube or Google her to understand more about what the work is, but she asks the person, are you open to this so-called negative experience happening again? Are you open to heartbreak again? Are you open to your business failing again? Are you open to things not working out again? And the response is usually, no, I'm not open to that again because I don't want to experience that again. But what she teaches them is that being open to what shows up is being open to the feedback that it's giving you. So even though you come through the heartbreak, another heartbreak says, oh, I've either lost my way or there's more stuff that I need to work on. Losing the business says, oh, either I've disconnected in some way or I have more stuff I need to work on. So it's just feedback of where you are, in this case, in your ascension journey, right? So the acceptance is rooted in the understanding that everything that is occurring in our lives is a part of a greater, perfect, divine purpose, divine curriculum designed for our evolution, designed for our ascension. We may not fully understand the purpose of each moment, but by surrendering to it, we open up our consciousness, we open up ourselves to what it's trying to show us in this moment. So it's not fighting against what has happened. It's not trying to wrestle against it being different. It's not complaining or lamenting, or in some cases, it's always your choice and no one has any right to judge you, but it's the consideration of, is this even a good idea to post, to just recycle this conversation about what has happened over and over again? Because number one, you're locking it in place. And until you get to the place where you surrender to it, you're just bringing in more experiences, because you're missing the message, getting lost in the details. And so the message has to continue to come until, boom, you get it, right? And so it's not about allowing the ego to resist what is, thereby maintaining a state of, this is who I am, and this experience defines me, or this experience has power over me in some way, but it is the return back to soul, return back to awareness, return back to consciousness, where you just become the witness of this experience. Surrendering is really just returning back home to the witness of this experience. Again, surrender to it, it is what it is, and now I'm charting a different course from here. This is what the data is showing me. This is what has shown. This is what has arisen in consciousness, projected out onto the 3D. This is what this is reflecting back to me. Oh, I need to tweak this, change this, switch this, go to a different realm in consciousness where my desired outcome exists, right? I need to close the door on this experience and move over to the room where my desired experience resists. You don't go to sleep in the kitchen. You go to sleep in the bedroom. So this experience is not conducive to what I want to experience. I go to the room that is conducive to what I want to experience. And so however this has shown up, I need to move to the place where how I want this to show up is, but first it involves surrendering. The second one, oh my God, this was the biggest revelation, insight, move of power or power position that I was able to really grasp and grow and accelerate my ascension journey last year. And that is number three, no position of power, position yourself for power, non-judgment. Non-judgment is the practice of refraining from labeling people, events, or experiences as good or bad. I remember I used to have a thing where I did not want to be connected to judgmental people. Not aware, James, that's a fucking judgment. That's you judging judgmental people. That's you becoming the very thing that you have said that you don't want to be a part of. And so I had to get to a place, we had to get to a place where we had to allow everything to be what it is, right? If someone does want to post or talk about or complain or what we may associate with negativity, if someone wants to walk in that path, that's their path. That gets to be okay for them without judgment, right? That gets to be, if we see somebody maybe heading down a slippery slope that's probably not going to have an end, and maybe you say, hey, you know, you might want to consider this because this could be the outcome. And if they are committed to this path, I have to allow them to walk out what they believe is their truth in this moment without saying this is good or bad. Because essentially, every path leads to the same destination. It leads to awakening. It leads to awareness. It leads to transformation. So sometimes, I remember posting this recently, sometimes it's not about rescuing someone. It's about releasing someone so that they can walk the path that they need to walk, so they can get to the place of understanding that they need to get to. They may continue to walk that out in this lifetime. I don't have a say whether that's good or bad, because from even my higher self, I can look at my own path and go, wait, I had to go through some shit to get here, but look at this, I'm here. So I don't know what that person's path is, or again, I don't know what the higher self has for this person. Maybe they need to experience the pain. Maybe they need to experience the heartbreak. Maybe they need to experience the feeling of being talked about and being, you know, whatever, so forth and so on. It's not for me to label it as good or bad. It is just what it is. And that gets to be okay. That became kind of my mantra. That gets to be okay. And I would tell that to everybody. Whenever they would talk about someone who they believe was not acting right or doing right, can you allow them to be who they are in this moment and that be okay? Can you allow them to talk about you to other people and that be okay? That's who they are choosing to be in this moment. It doesn't affect you, because remember, you are the divine self. You are soul. You are consciousness. You are the God self. Are you really bothered by something that someone has said about your personality self, about your character avatar? Are you that so identified with this mind-body construct? No, you are outside of it. You are the divine. You are untouched by anything that anybody can do, by anything that anybody can say. It doesn't need to be responded to. It doesn't need to be labeled. It just allow it to be what it is. But at the same time, if you find yourself reacting or responding, or what we call in terms of placing boundaries, that gets to be okay too. That gets to be okay too, right? So it's being non-judgmental toward others, being non-judgmental toward yourself. It's essentially all about returning back home. And this is what these four things are purpose for, to get you back home. The last thing, as a way of power, is non-reactivity. Non-reactivity involves recognizing that other people's behaviors often stem from their own egoic dysfunctions, right? And really, let me make this even more personal, because that's surface. Non-reactivity, let me go a little deeper with that. Non-reactivity is recognizing that this experience that has shown up, that has arisen in my reality, on a deeper level is a reflection of my personality self. It may be a very minute aspect of myself. And so part of maybe why it has arisen is so that I can release it. But this 3D reality is only ever a mirror. It's only ever reflecting. So, and this is, I hope you've reached the point in this podcast where I'm going to explain what I'm about to explain right now. Our reaction to people, places, things, and experiences that show up on the screen in time and space is essentially our reaction to ourselves. The person that you believe you are complaining about is you. You are complaining against yourself. The person that you are blaming that appears out there is actually yourself. You are blaming yourself. You are criticizing yourself. You are attacking yourself. And so the moment that you feel like, hey, let's even the playing field here, don't give into it, because you just go on the offense against yourself. And even the Master Jesus explained this. He said, judge not, lest you be judged. He's basically saying that everything is a mirror. Give and it shall be given to you. Judge not, lest you be judged. Forgive so that you can be forgiven. So the moment that I blame, criticize, attack, complain against what's going on out there, that's just a mirror. I'm attacking the mirror. And what's the reflection in the mirror? Myself. So I have found, definitely much further along in the ascension journey than this moment I'm explaining, I have found where, oh my God, I gotta level the playing field here. There has to be some fairness in this. Let me do what they did to me, or I've had conversations. We're definitely had conversations with clients where they were like, I just did this because I knew I would get a reaction out of them. Wait, they are you. You are just spiraling and losing yourself in this dream. You are now calling back to yourself more of what you don't want to experience. You're calling more blame to yourself, more attack to yourself, more complain about yourself, more talking about yourself, whatever, because you have become, or you have reacted to an illusion. None of this is real. None of this is real. And because of your reaction, you're now calling more experiences unto yourself. So by understanding this, we can observe our reactions. We can observe our want to react without being compelled to act on them. Every instant that triggers a reaction is an opportunity to dissolve a bit more of the ego. And I call it ego reflections, because they're just reflecting some aspect of your ego. And this is what most spiritual people understand. They understand that if a thought comes across the screen of your mind, don't react to it. It will dissolve on its own. What is projected out there is just a thought experience. The same way you know not to respond to every thought or react to every thought that comes across the screen of your mind, this is simply just on the screen of time and space. It's the same process. Don't react. And it dissolves on its own. But the moment you react to it, you're breathing life into it. You're taking something that wants to die, wants to dissolve, wants to move on, and you are keeping it alive by your reaction to it. Right? Right? So again, the last way to position yourself for power, and probably the most important one for, as far as I'm concerned, is to be non-reactive. It's to bring presence to every experience. that you are in as much as you are able, even if it's after the fact, where now it's bedtime and you're just having a moment of reflection. Man, I didn't bring presence to that situation. This is how I should have handled it. This is how I should have tapped into soul, tapped into my divine self. I need to bring this awareness into the next opportunity that presents itself, right? So whether you're doing it in the moment, whether you're doing it after the moment, it is just bringing attention to the awareness that this is how, this is the labeling it as more healthier response, as more ascended response, right? So again, whether we react in that, the key is to observe the experience with detachment and curiosity. I sometimes see my 3D realities if I'm watching a movie and that there's this character, James, that's in it. And I haven't got to parallel realities in this part of my ascension journey yet, as far as in my journaling, which I'm using as the basis for my talks. But I observe this character, James, at times as if I'm watching a movie. I'm as curious about what's going to be said, what's going to be done, as maybe someone who appears in this 3D reality. And I'm mindful that there are parallel reality versions of this James who is doing different things, who has different types of relationships, different levels of life. But my point is just be the awareness. So to conclude, the journey toward true freedom and enlightenment involves cultivating these four power positions: non-attachment, non-resistant, non-judgment, and non-reactive. By embodying these principles, we align ourselves with our true divine nature, which is beyond transient experiences of this 3D reality. This true self is the eternal witness, unaffected by the fluctuations of the mind and the external world. As we deepen our practices of these positions, we stabilize in our true divine nature, experiencing life with greater peace, love, and presence. You know what? My divine self soul plays. Soul consciousness is playing all the parts. Consciousness is playing the part of my beautiful friend Danny. Consciousness is playing the part of my parents, my daughters, James, James 1.0, James 2.0, James 3.0. I love it. Gabrielle Union. You too cute for Gabrielle Union. You need somebody much cuter than Gabrielle. Not that Gabrielle Union isn't a beautiful woman. And I'd be careful with that. And be careful that I'm not placing judgment or that I'm clear about being playful in my response. But we need somebody super cute, like, what's her name? That is, she's with the guy that played Kang. Gosh, I can't think of her name, but Daddy, you know, I absolutely love you. You know how I feel about you. Just how, you know, from the moment that we met, even seeing how you affected other people the same way you affected me, also just gets me excited about being connected to someone like you. So I am going to, again, kind of tell off for now. Hopefully, for those who are watching, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. It's always going to be that. It's always going to be that. Again, one of my beautiful reflections. Again, so if you're watching this on YouTube, watch this on Facebook, watch this on LinkedIn, I appreciate that so much. That means so much. I feel like I'm still growing into this. I feel like I'm still, you know, honing how I want this to look like, just allowing myself to be led. So again, and especially how you show up, that means everything. So having said that, to everyone, I love and I appreciate you all. I will see you next Thursday, same time. Namaste.